Well, I want to underscore the importance of this collaborative approach. I think there's a wide array of folks in the region who are quite supportive of salmon recovery. The challenge has been is that there are different views about how you would get there. The collaborative approach has been extremely helpful for us in trying to work through the different approaches and what makes the most sense given what the current data is. While this particular phase of the development of this plan is now done, the collaboration is not done. We're continuing the collaboration with the states and tribes in advance of the production of the final biological opinion that will set the 10-year plan. And then beyond that, this particular proposal commits to continuation of the collaboration process with regional parties for the 10 years that are covered by the implementation of the plan, including regular reporting on implementation and progress throughout that the parties will be able to comment on and hopefully will be able to use adaptive management practices in order to make sure that we get the best actions in place as new data arises through the term of the agreement. So this is not a plan that is being imposed by the federal government on the region. It's one that's been developed in collaboration with the region, and we intend to continue that collaboration throughout its implementation.
Yeah, I'd just add to that, as one of the participants in the policy work group of the Sovereign Collaboration over the last 2 years, in all of the meetings and time spent in that, it's noteworthy to me that most, if not all, of the players in that process have commented recently, now that we're at the close of it, that they thought it really was the best process the region has implemented to develop a collaborative regional plan ever relative to salmon in the Columbia River. And they all seem to indicate that it's worthy of continuing that process in the future, as Steve has said, to oversee the execution of this effort.